Hello, Christine. So we are in May 2024. We are at the end of the workshop dedicated to wildlife photography with the floating blind in La Dombe. Why did you come? What did you expect when coming to that workshop?
Okay, I saw Christine's pictures on Facebook and Instagram. So I thought, I normally photograph landscapes, city landscapes and nature landscapes. So I thought, I very love birds. So I thought perhaps I can ask Christine if it's possible to go here. So I was triggered the way you work with the floating heights. And to be very close to nature. So that was a bit my thoughts of my the reason why I choose to do this. La Dombe, I'm very impressed of the different birds, the diversity of the birds who are here. So we had bad weather, so today was really an amazing day because the weather was okay. But even then, there were still a lot of birds, and it was really, really amazing. So I loved it very much. Okay. You come into the water, and then there's something like Zen that's coming, and then sometimes you forget that you're in the water. And you are, I don't know, a bit united with nature. So that's for me, that was very nice. It was a really big, great experience, and I hope to do it again.
And so you came to a workshop. I did some lectures, some photo reviews, and some explanation about how to process a photo. Did you learn some new stuff to improve your skills?
I'm sure. First, I will start with the technical part. I'm working now with the Auto ISO and the plus minus, and I think it's great. I love it. Really, that's amazing. Wow. So I will do this on the same, perhaps not for my landscape, because I'm a bit of a slow photographer. So that's the reason I'm, sometimes too late, but with the plus minus, I have a good feeling, and
yes, it's perfect.
It's perfect, and I'm already a bit faster. Not fast enough to see all the things, but I'm already faster. So that's the technical part. How to judge a photo was for me very interesting. And then also the explanation on the flip chart. The first day it was, I think. So that was for me also very nice to hear. Okay. So it was good for my confidence, and because I feel here I was a bit of the person who didn't. I don't know much about birds. I learned a lot because I'm interesting, but I was a big. The other persons who were here were all very have already bonded with birds. I'm not, so yes, I learned a lot and I'm really happy.
That's great. But are you happy with your photo? The photo you did. Do you see? I'm not talking about landscape, but if you did before wildlife photography. Do you see a difference?
Yes, absolutely. I see a difference. Some years ago, I went to Japan, to Hokkaido, and there we also did much of wildlife. And I'm sure.
If you go back, you will do very differently.
Very better. absolutely. I learned a lot. I think for me also, it's important to. The difficulty here was that, you must learn how to go in the height, but okay, that's very fast. After one time, you know how it's work. But to try to put the birds in the scenery. That's not easy. I always try to do that, but that's not easy because every day we went to another pond. Mm-hmm. And there were not lots of birds. We didn't have lights. So that was made it difficult.
I understand.
Today, this morning, I was really feeling comfortable. The weather was good, and the light was good. So I think today I do have more pictures that are okay.
That's
than
great.
The days that has passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last question, Christine. If you want to keep in mind one moment of that workshop, and what will it be?
The workshop on the field, you mean, or
no,
what
no,
do you
no
know?
Workshop, the full workshop.
The full workshop. For me the most important thing is that Zen moment when you go into the heights and you see a wonderful bird and then my heart starts to beat. So that's really... So
the moment.
Yeah, okay. I have also, you know, it's nice to have wonderful pictures, but sometimes I just need to click and to enjoy just wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And that I also did, making pictures of wildlife. So for me, it's not only making good photos who fits in the idea of I can expose them, but also be comfortable and, I see that, and chuk. That's also what I like to do, and that's only for me. That's recording what I see.
Okay.
So for me, the boatings were there.
Thank you very much, Christine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.